When you start your business, you look for anything positive that affirms your journey thus far, that affirms your decisions thus far. You know that your business is stuck together with chewing gum and sticky tape. You know that the loss of just one staff member, the loss of just one client, one supplier, could mean the end of you. You know that. I think the appropriate word is fragile. Your survival is fragile. And in the search for positive affirmation, for new clients, for new opportunity, you come across many people on your journey who will make promises to you that they might have intended to keep, but just never do. You will come across in your journey comments by competitors, disgruntled staff members that are so untrue. Each of these false promises, false statements, false utterances have the ability to knock you off your most fragile perch. Meditation 49 reads like this: I will survive false promises, false statements, and false utterances. My truth will prevail. I will survive false promises, false statements, and false utterances. My truth will prevail. During the research phase of starting a business, every single entrepreneur that I have come across has experienced what I'm about to describe. They reach out to their friends, their family, ex-colleagues, and tell them about this business idea that they've been dreaming about for weeks, months, even years, and ask them, naively so, whether they would purchase this product or service. By far the majority of responses are in the positive. And so, based on these affirmations and other research, the entrepreneur takes the plunge. The first thing that they do is go back to all their friends, family, and ex-colleagues and ask them to do what they had indicated they would most definitely do: purchase their products or services. Sorry, man, we've just run out of budget. What a pity. We've just purchased something similar from one of your competitors. These statements are so common to every single startup entrepreneur. And as you respond, "Don't worry, no problem, I'll see you next year," with a smile on your face, what's happening inside you is that your heart is shattering into 1,000 pieces and your confidence into 1,000,000. That scenario happened to you far too many times and happened to me far too many times. One of the toughest moments for me in the early days of Raise Corp was when I asked an employee to leave after discovering that he had been found to be acting in a fraudulent manner. Instead of pursuing the issue legally, I called him into my office presented my evidence and suggested that resignation was probably a good route for him to follow. Instead of being grateful for the fact that I did not pursue the legal route, this individual became malicious and vindictive. 2 months later, he was working for one of my competitors. At an industry conference a few months later, I bumped into the CEO of the business that vindictive employee had found a new home. The CEO approached me, smiled, and said to me, "I hear ... Everything that came out of his mouth for the next few minutes was completely false. The very next day, I got a call from one of our major clients who sheepishly asked me if the rumor that he had just heard in the market was true, that we had run out of cash, weren't paying our staff, and couldn't deliver to our clients. And that was followed by a call from a second and third client with the same concern. The truth was that we did have cash. Not a lot of cash, but we had cash. The truth was that we had never, ever not paid our staff. Ever. The truth was that we were completely fulfilling on all our contractual obligations. For me, I think the injustice of the situation is what pushed my button most. Here I was defending myself against obvious vindictive rumor mongering with the express intent to destroy my reputation. The truth did prevail. I fulfilled on my contracts, I paid my staff, I found new clients, I continued to serve the same clients who had phoned me with their concerns. During this time, I found myself sitting in the chair opposite my mentor. I was obviously very shaken by this experience and very concerned about the long-term impact of this attack. And he said the following words to me, which I will share with you. As an entrepreneur, your experience with false promises by others, false statements by others, will never desist. It will continue for as long as you are a threat to somebody. From today, you need to become not obsessed about what they say and do, but obsessed with creating value for your client. If you wake up every morning obsessed with creating value for a client, your truth will prevail. For anyone who is going through a situation now where you are experiencing false promises, false statements, or false utterances, Meditation 49 is for you. I will survive false promises, false statements, and false utterances. My truth will prevail.